blessings, honor, glory, and praises belongs to Christ our God. Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. We appreciate your holy name. We lay it to heart to say thank you. Thank you for the dawning of a new day. Thank you for your love. Thank you for another opportunity. Thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. Thank you because great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Thank you because of your love that we daily enjoy. Thank you for your daily benefits. Thank you for your help. Thank you for being good to us. Thank you for pleasant surprises. Thank you for being our present help in the time of trouble. Thank you because you rule in every affairs of our lives. Thank you because you are so good to us. Thank you because you reign as God and you continually reign. We exalt and appreciate you. We say thank you, Jesus. We lay it to heart to say thank you. We have come to adore you. We have come to worship you. We have come to reverence you. We have come to say hallelujah for everything. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Today is Friday, the 28th day in the month of August 2026. God has been good to us. By him, we have leaped over every wall and we have run through every troop. Because your grace has been sufficient for us. I want us to make this words of declaration. And we'll be using the book of Psalm 23. But we'll be using TPT version as our words of declaration today. The Lord is my shepherd. He is my best friend and my companion. I will always have more than enough in the name of Jesus Christ. He offers me a resting place in his luxurious love. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace near the quiet brook of bliss. He restores and revives my life. He opens before me the right path and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. Even when your path takes me through the valley of the deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, for you already have. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I will never be lonely, for you are near at all times. You become my delicious feast, even when my enemies dare to fight. You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my cup overflows. So why should I fear the future? Only goodness and tender love pursue me all the days of my life. Then afterwards, when my life is true, I will return to your glorious presence to be forever with you in Jesus' name. Amen. As we have declared, so will it be in Jesus' name. And every of our heart desires according to his will will come to pass in our lives in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. Brethren, I want to remind us of our orphanage program, which is the grand finale of our appreciation of God's faithfulness in Forge Ministry. And we are using it to visit an orphanage home, one of the motherless babies' home in Ibadan. And we'll be going there on Saturday to go and visit these children, to show them love, that God cares about them, that God loves them. And so we are using this medium to seek anyone that is interested in reaching out to them to express the arm of love towards them. You can reach us through our phone. And if you have anything you want to send to them, you can reach us through our phone. And if you want to send it in a monetary way, you can use the same phone number. And the OPAY account is 70-86-600-186. And if you want to reach us through the number, you use 070-86-600-186. We'll be going there on Saturday to go and show them love. We pray that the Lord will help every one of us in Jesus' name. We will have more understanding of the love and we will enjoy the extension of God's love to our lives in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today we'll be going through our anchor scripture. But I want us to know something, that until our understanding is built in God's word, our trust level will remain low. When there is no understanding, we cannot rest on God's promises. When there is no understanding of what the Word of God is saying, we cannot rest on what God is saying to us through Psalm 18 verse 2 and other verses, but we want to concentrate on Psalm 18 verse 2, which is our anchor scripture. It says, I'm going to be reading the NKJV and the TPT version. TPT says, Yahweh, you are the bedrock beneath my feet, my faith fortress, my wonderful deliverer, my God, my rock of rescue, where none can reach. You are the shield around me, mighty power that saves me and my high place. KJV says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my strong tower. I want us to know that understanding is the bridge between knowing the scripture and actually trusting it. If you don't have an understanding of a thing, there is no way you can put your trust in it. When God's Spirit breathes on us, when His Spirit breathes on the word we read, it gives life to anyone that reads it. And that is why 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6 says, the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. We can't rest on God. We can't rest on the word, God is my fortress, if we don't have the understanding of what fortress does. Understanding turns the verse in the ink. Understanding turns the verse from the ink on the paper to a place we can live. Trust is an intentional decision, and before the decision is made through conclusion, there would or should have been a lot of thoughtful deliberation over time. No one trusts a thing or a person without a level of credibility, proof, consistency, capacity, and integrity. And the only way we can test God's credibility, consistency, capacity, proof, and integrity is when we invite Him to our daily experiences of life. No one trusts a thing or a person without a level of credibility, proof, consistency, integrity, and capacity. Anyone who lacks trust in God suffers like an offender. Anybody who chooses to lose trust in God will suffer like an offender without peace, without rest, without refuge, without joy, and a lot. Trust is not given. It is built through process for growth, through our daily encounters and experiences of life. And for every encounter, we are always directed to put our attention on God. It is an intentional act. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Anybody who chooses to look unto God will never be put to shame. So we build trust in God by choosing to be intentional, to look unto Him, to trust in Him, to call Him for help in our challenges and experiences of life. So our experiences, our encounter is what that teaches us to direct our help to God. Psalm 121 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the east. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. So for every encounter, we need to put our attention on God, look unto God, trust Him, call Him for deliverance. We should call Him for strength. We should call Him for defense, to be our shield, and to save us. When we overcome one challenge, growth is attained and we move to a higher level. And through that, we have built trust in God that if God has done this, He is able to do another one. And so in the process of enjoying God's consistency through our trust, by enjoying God's integrity and capacity, by enjoying His credibility, by we looking unto God, our trust is increased. We grow in Him and we know that this God I have is able to keep that which I've committed into Him. We choose not to be moved by what we see, even when the situation is saying otherwise. We take our gaze off God and we call unto Jesus. When Peter shouted, Jesus, save me, we did not hear that the storm stopped. The storm was still there. But in the middle of that storm, God came to His rescue and He saved him. Our belief translates to trust when we encounter something and lean everything to God. Anytime we lose trust, our belief in God becomes unstable. But the good news I have for us, God never judges us because we sometimes become unstable. He knows we are human. He knows we are frail. He knows without Him, we cannot stand. That is why He never judges us. He never condemns us. He never ignores us whenever we are unstable. All He does is to bring us back to Him. He draws us closer to Him. Anytime we call on Him, anytime we reach out to Him for strength, anytime we shout, "Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have mercy upon me. Jesus, help me." Those words should be words that we should continually say in the morning, at noon, in the night, "God help me." Because nobody can be sustained. Nobody can live life well without the help of. So even when we are unstable, we call on Jesus. "Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have mercy upon me." There was a man in the Bible that a child was being tormented by an evil spirit. He got to a stage and he shouted, "God help me. I believe in you. Help my unbelief." He did not prove to be strong. He confessed to God, "The God, I believe you. Lord, help my unbelief." I want us to use this moment to say this statement, that, "Lord, in every areas of my life that I have been doubting you, Lord, I believe you. Help my unbelief in these areas in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me see your hand of strength. Let me see your power. Draw me closer to you and strengthen me to overcome every external war in my journey in Jesus' name. Amen." Every external war in form of obstacles come to test our faith in God. It comes to test our faith, our trust, our dependence on the sovereign power of God. That is what external wars, obstacles does to us. And every one of us need to build our trust daily in God. And the way we build it is through our daily experiences and challenges of life. Matthew chapter 28 verse 16 to 18 says, "Meanwhile, the 11 disciples heard the wonderful news from the woman and left for Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had arranged to meet them." Verse 17, "In the moment they saw him, they worshipped him, but some still had lingering doubts." Some version said, "Some still doubted him." Some still didn't believe him. Though the Bible did not say another people. These were the disciples that saw Jesus, ate with Jesus, slept with Jesus, did everything. They had for first hand everything with Jesus. Still, some of them still doubted him because they are human. And Jesus never punished them. Jesus never condemned them. He drew them closer. And verse 18 said, "Then Jesus came close to them and said, 'All authority of the universe has been given unto me.' And he showed himself to them. And they were able to do exploits because their trust was renewed in God. Because God drew them closer to him. And they got understanding of the authority that the name of Jesus carried. They got more understanding. Their eyes were open. The veil covering their eyes were open. And they had increase in their trust level. And they were able to do exploit for God at the end of the day. I would like us to say some prayers today. That in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray and I declare that in the name of Jesus Christ, "For you, O Lord, art a shield unto me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. I am lifted because you are my glory." In the name of Jesus Christ, I am lifted because you are the shield that protects me from everything or personality that wants to pull me down. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord is my shield. Daily you become my shield. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, daily you become the lifter up of my head. In the name of Jesus Christ, you lift me up above anything that wants to pull me down. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I run through a troop and I leap over every wall of limitation in my understanding, in my ability, in my skills, in my walk with you, in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive strength to run through a troop and to leap over every limitation, over everything that wants to limit me down, over every unbelief, over everything that, over every situation that is proving stubborn, that in the name of Jesus Christ, because the Lord is my shield, because the Lord is the one who lifts my help, and through you, I am running through every troop. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am running through every troop of limitation. I am leaping over every wall of limitation. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. For with the Lord there is mercy and plenteous redemption. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy the reality of God's mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy the reality of God's mercy that is plenteous in every areas of my life that I represent. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy the plenteous mercy of God and his redemption over every areas of my life, as a mother, as a daughter, as a child, as a daughter-in-law, as a minister, in the name of Jesus Christ, and in every area that I represent, in Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. And I want us to round up with this, with Psalm 18 verse 2. And it says, the Lord is my rock, he is my fortress, he is my deliverer, he is my God, he is my strength. I trust you because you are my shield and you are the horn of my salvation and you are my strong tower, you are my strong hill, you are my stronghold, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, as we have declared, I want us to remember that without God in our lives, we cannot make it to our heavenly home. We cannot translate from this place to eternal rest. I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will take every veils from our eyes, every hindrances, every external wall and internal wall that the devil brings on our day, on our way, on a daily basis to test us and to throw us off balance, to make us take our face off God, that he is the only one that can strengthen and help us to live a victorious life. I pray that the Lord gives us victory in the name of Jesus Christ. We will partner with God so that we can make it to heaven to rest eternally in Jesus' name. It is well with our spirit, soul, and our body in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.